Parents with a child born at the end of the year often think about holding their child back before the start of kindergarten. It's hard for a 5-year-old to keep up with a child born many months earlier. But most parents, one suspects, think that whatever disadvantage a younger child faces in kindergarten eventually goes away. But it doesn't. It's just like hockey. The small initial advantage that the child born in the early part of the year has over the child born at the end of the year persists. It locks children into patterns of achievement and underachievement, encouragement and discouragement, that stretch on and on for years. Recently, two economists, Kelly Bedard and Elizabeth Dewey, look at the relationship between scores on what is called the Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study, or TIMSS, math and science tests given every 4 years to children in many countries around the world. They found that among fourth graders, the oldest children scored somewhere between 4 and 12 percentile points better than the youngest children. That, as Dewey explains, is a huge effect. It means that if you take two intellectually equivalent fourth graders with birthdays at opposite ends of the cutoff date, the older student could score in the 18th percentile, while the younger one could score in the 68th percentile. That's the difference between qualifying for a gifted program and not. It's just like sports, Dewey said. We do ability grouping early on in childhood. We have advanced reading groups and advanced math groups. So early on, if we look at young kids, in kindergarten and first grade, the teachers are confusing maturity with ability, and they put the older kids in the advanced stream, where they learn better skills. And the next year, because they are in the higher groups, they do even better. And the next year, the same thing happens, and they do even better again. The only country we don't see this going on is Denmark. They have a national policy where they have no ability grouping until the age of 10. Denmark waits to make selection decisions until maturity differences by age have evened out. It is those who are successful, in other words, who are most likely to be given the kinds of special opportunities that lead to further success. It's the rich who get the biggest tax breaks. It's the best students who get the best teaching and the most attention. And it's the biggest 9- and 10-year-olds who get the most coaching and practice. Success is the result of what sociologists like to call a cumulative advantage. The professional hockey player starts out a little bit better than his peers. And that little difference leads to an opportunity that makes that difference a bit bigger. And that edge, in turn, leads to another opportunity, which makes the initially small difference bigger still. And on, until the hockey player is a genuine outlier. But he didn't start out as an outlier. He started out just a little bit better.